his work is the Italian Andrea Giolino, and he helped me to increase his program and also the famous board system commands and colors. And I can assure you that that works. And obviously, if you notice, I had to divide the group, a group of about 42 students, into two parts. Why? Because during the first 2 years of the so-called secondary school, they studied the ancient period. So I use the commands and color ancients. On the contrary, the older students, between 17 and 19, well, I tell something about the World War One. And equipment, well, if you notice, I use the GMT boxes, commands and color ancients, and also the links work with the miniature. Please remember that we use the miniature to appeal better what we were doing. And also Roger McGowan supported us from the United States. In fact, a lot of times Roger publishes some pictures coming from our school. If you notice the picture on the left, you have the teacher that introduces the typical traditional historical lesson. And then we have the part where we play the game and we play. And this is the end of the year where the guys get a sort of certificate of attendance. And if you notice, well, Roger McGowan described quickly what we did. And, we have now, instead of describing the organization, I want to introduce a video about what we did. The second part of the year was about the commands and colors system, but, well, yes, I defined previously this experiment, this course of success, but I'm not so sure. Why? Because at the end of the course, I tried to assess the students, and I didn't get so satisfied results. And yes, a new way to run the class. Well, student-centered instead of having the teacher at the center of the stage. But the post-session was not so satisfied. Why? Because the students
and I invite you to read in a variety of ways, rules lawyers, loose cannon, shy students, that rule by decisions. So I have a lot of problems to demonstrate that wargaming actually is so effective in the high school. In fact, well, high expectation. Well, we all love wargaming, but is it so true when we are trying to transmit something to our students? Well, I have some doubt. In fact, this is sort of final assessment, and please note, well, I divided the group into four parts. Well, mark A, B, C, D, if you notice, only five students could reach a satisfactory goal. On the contrary, the other students, well, I think that attended the course. Why? Because they wanted a better mark. So I have to change something after about 4 years of experience. And probably I have to change also my personal approach. Why? Because if I'm going to use a boring historical lesson, probably they consider that the traditional school. So actually, we have to change something also in transmitting the basis about wargaming. And anyway, 48 students participated. I could involve also three teachers. And please note that I divided the course into three parts. 34 Regas de Board wargaming, 14 ones, well, was involved in creating a diorama about Waterloo. And also 22, well, were quite interested in the role-playing school. One session a week, 2 hours from October to May. And there is also sort of school championship and a final prize ceremony. Well, this is the final goal. Can the board gaming become a real subject in the school? I think not. We are in Italy, so please remember, I'm finding a lot of important differences with the Anglo-Saxon world. Please remember, I repeat, in England, also in the United States, the word war is well accepted. It's not so true in Italy. So when I'm asking rooms, didactic tools to run this course, well, I don't find many people that support me. That's the problem. And anyway, keep fighting. And next year, I'm going to change slightly my course. I'm going to change games. And obviously, I'm trying to do something more by using Twilight Struggle and also Churchill by Mark Herman. And I hope that this game can work better to teach something more to my students. And by considering this UK connection experience, I find very good the metagame. Why? Because by modifying it, by trying to make it a little simpler, probably could work in my high school. So, in fact, I'm asking better information, such a way to create a metagame in my school, and I'll try to find out if it works. Well, guys, that's all.